I want to speak to the boys and girls for a while this morning, so if any of the children want to come up to the front, two or three rows, they're usually free, so you're welcome to come up to the front here. And we're looking again at the story, true story, of a great servant of the Lord from England who served the Lord in the land of China and was greatly used of the Lord there to reach the lost for Christ. And of course, this man of God was called Hudson Taylor. And last Lord's Day, boys and girls, we learned that Hudson Taylor was brought up in a Christian home. His mum and dad were believers, they loved the Lord Jesus Christ, and they had prayed for this young boy from before he was born that someday the Lord would call him to be a missionary. And little Hudson Taylor, whenever he was a boy sitting around the dinner table at night, his father would open up the scriptures and they would talk about the things of God, and then they would pray together. And little Hudson Taylor had promised his parents that he would go to the mission field. But at that time in his life, he was not a Christian. You see, you can be brought up in a Christian home. Your mum might be a Christian, dad might be a Christian, your grandmother and your grandfather, they might be believers as well. But that does not make you a Christian. And so whenever Hudson Taylor was growing up through his boyhood, and he was maybe 5, 6, 7 years of age, he loved to hear the stories from the Bible about David and Goliath and about Elijah and the great men and women of God. But whenever he was 13 years of age, he left school. And you know, whenever I was 13 years of age, I would love to have left school, but I had to stay until I was 16. But whenever he was 13, he left school. And he got a job working with his dad, who was a chemist. He was a druggist, and they would have got different medicines and mixed them together, and they would have sold tablets to people that were sick and that were unwell. And whenever he was 13, he began to work in his father's chemist shop, helping people that were sick, but he was so unhappy. And he reached a time in his teenage years where he no longer wanted to read the Bible. He no longer wanted to say prayers. He no longer wanted to go to church. And whenever his dad would have opened the Bible around the dinner table, Hudson Taylor was thinking about all sorts of different things. He wasn't thinking about God anymore. He wasn't thinking about the Bible anymore. And he had no longer any sort of desire to become a missionary. You know, his heart was thinking about girls and about making money and about pleasure and about how he could satisfy and make himself happy. But he wasn't happy because he wasn't saved. And I wonder this morning, are you a Christian? I wonder this morning, are you saved? Have you actually trusted the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, one day, Hudson Taylor got a day off work. At this time, his dad was busy at work. He was allowed to take the day off. And at the same time, his mother was away out of the town that they lived in. She was spending time with friends. And Hudson Taylor had a whole day to spend all to himself. And of course, in those days, they didn't have Xbox, they didn't have PlayStations, he didn't have the internet, he didn't have a mobile phone, he didn't have a television, he didn't have a DVD player. He maybe didn't have a lot of friends in the town that he lived in. So he went home and he was sitting in his house and he was thinking, now what am I going to do on my day off? So he went into the dad's study. He began to look through all the big books that his dad had, and he thought, these are all big, boring Christian books. And I couldn't sit down this afternoon and read any of these books. And he began to hook through a basket that his dad had of little gospel tracts and leaflets and flyers. And he found a little gospel tract in that basket. And he was so bored that he went out into the barn, out at the back of the house, sat down in the hay amongst the hens and amongst the chickens, and began to read this little gospel tract. And as he read the little tract, he read these words, "The finished work of Christ." And he began to think about this finished work of Christ. He never really thought about that term before. He'd maybe heard it, and it was based on a verse in the Bible whenever the Lord Jesus was on the cross, and he cried out with a loud voice, "It is finished." And Hudson Taylor began to think, what does this mean, the finished work of Christ? And as he read on, he discovered that everything that he needed for heaven and everything that he needed to have a relationship with God and to have his sins forgiven, it was all done by the Lord Jesus Christ whenever he died upon the cross. And this really began to speak to him, because he realized that day in that barn, in a way that he'd never understood or realized before, that God loved him. And that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, had died for him. And this all began to become real in his heart and real in his life. And just in that barn, he realized everything that Jesus Christ has done for me, it's all finished, and all I need to do is trust him. And so in that barn that day, he got down on his knees and he told God, I want you to save me. I want Jesus Christ to be my Lord and my Savior, and I want to give you my life and my heart. And in that barn, that afternoon, on his day off, Hudson Taylor became a Christian. And from that day forward, he began to want to pray, and he began to want to read his Bible, and he began to want to go to church, because the Lord had changed his heart and changed his life. And the first thing that Hudson Taylor did was, after he became a Christian, he says, well, I'm going to have to go and tell somebody that I'm saved. And the first person he met that day was his big sister, who was called Amelia. And Amelia was already a Christian. And Hudson Taylor says, Amelia, guess what's happened to me? I have become a Christian. I was in the barn, and I was reading a little book, and God spoke to me, and I have given my life to God, and I've become a Christian. And she says, Hudson, that's wonderful. And she gave him a big hug. And she says, Hudson, I have been praying for you for months that you would become a Christian, that you would get saved. And Hudson Taylor says, well, I don't want you to tell anybody that I'm a Christian. And the reason that he said that to his sister was, Hudson Taylor wanted the second person that would hear that he was a Christian, he wanted the second person to be his mother. And so he didn't want Amelia to go and tell anybody else, because he wanted, secondly, the second person he would tell to be his mother. And one day his mum came home after a couple of days, her trip was over, and she came home, and Hudson Taylor opened the door of the house and he ran to his mother. He was 17 years of age by this stage, and he says, Mother, you'll not believe what's happened. And she says, I know what's happened. You became a Christian, didn't you? And he sort of said, well, yes, I did, but the only person that knows is my sister Amelia, and I told Amelia not to tell you because I wanted to tell you myself. You know what Mrs. Taylor said? She says, oh, your sister didn't tell me that you became a Christian. And Hudson Taylor says, well, how did you know that I became a Christian? And Mrs. Taylor says, well, there was a day last week whenever I was so concerned about you, and I was so worried about you that you weren't a Christian, that I had to stop everything that I was doing, and in the big house that I was staying, I had to go away into a room and get alone with God and pray that the Lord would save you. And I spent so long in prayer, and I was so earnest in prayer, that I was absolutely convinced that God had heard me. And Hudson Taylor says, well, what day was that? And whenever she told him what day it was, it turned out, whenever she was praying, it was the same day, at the same time, at the same hour of the day, that Hudson Taylor was reading that little gospel tract in that barn at the back of the house. And at the same time, far away, his mother was in a room alone praying that God would save her son. And that's how Hudson Taylor became a Christian. Maybe some of the parents here today are like myself, and you're concerned sometimes about your children. Well, God hears, and God answers prayer. And some of the children here, maybe you think, well, I know everything that Mum and Dad have taught me, and I know that it's right. And I know that there's a God, and I know that Jesus Christ died on the cross, and I know that I need to become a Christian. Well, why not become a Christian today? And why not just where you're sitting, or later on today, get alone with God and get into your bedroom and get down on your knees and do what Hudson Taylor did and just say, Lord, I believe that you sent your son to die on the cross for me. And if you did that for me and you love me so much, I want you to forgive me for my sin, and I want you to come into my life, and I want to be a Christian. And then you'll discover how everything just dovetails together, the prayers of God's people, and the speaking voice of God's word and the Spirit of God working in your heart. And you could someday maybe be like Hudson Taylor, who knows, and go and serve the Lord and become a great missionary. And I thank you so much, boys and girls, for listening. We'll let you go back to your seats and to sit with your mum or dad or whoever you came with this morning. So thank you so much for listening.